The world's largest Shakespeare collection is not surprisingly at Stratford, but actually at the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. And attached to this extraordinary collection are a whole series of programming events that really highlight the word on the page. And it is such a pleasure to have on the line the Director of Programming at Folger Shakespeare Library, also the Artistic Producer of Folger Theatre, Janet Alexander Griffin. And this is a very bittersweet conversation because Janet has announced her retirement at the end of this month after a tenure of 44 years. So it is truly wonderful to catch up with you and actually just to look back over these decades. Janet, thank you for being there.
Thank you. It's so happy to be with you.
I would love to start with theatre because what is so extraordinary about what happens in that little space is that the productions are so inventive and yet the word is absolutely sacrosanct.
Well, thank you. It is a very special place to produce theatre, and situated next door to the largest Shakespeare collection, of course, is a big factor. But we're very engaged at the Folger in not just thinking about the past, but the modern impact of the words of Shakespeare and contemporaries on, you know, today's audience. And so we very much, you know, have explored sort of innovative stagings of the plays that feel current and we hope communicate something of importance to the audience.
And tying in with that, of course, is bringing in living writers, as you were doing to a very great extent with the Penn Faulkner Foundation, and particularly with the O.B. Hardison Poetry Series. How does that actually function? How has that evolved in the time that you have been involved with it?
The Poetry Series is, in fact, the first public program that the Folger initiated 50 years ago. So we have been welcoming modern poetic voices for all these decades and, you know, have really seen most of the major writers on that stage. And now, of course, we're able to put them online, which we have very much enjoyed doing. I must say that in April, a former poet laureate of Maryland, Michael Collier, is reading with Monica Sook and a reading that we're co-sponsoring to celebrate art with the Phillips Collection. You know, it's been a great series. It's stayed very current because we, you know, welcome a lot of new voices. And it's just an exciting way to make sure that there is a modern voice that reflects our collection.
And I know how much you have been involved in shaping the vision and strategy for all of this. I've been speaking to Janet Alexander Griffin, who is seeing out her final month at Folger after an extraordinary tenure of 44 years, Director of Programming at the Folger Shakespeare Library and Artistic Producer of Folger Theatre. Truly, congratulations on everything that you've done and our warmest wishes to you for your next chapter.
Thank you so much, Judith. It's been lovely to speak with you.
Any further information is at folger.edu.